Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Hi, I'm Amy, your go-to friend, therapist, and peak performance coach for everything about life, love, and those little moments that matter a lot. So how was your holiday season? I bet it was a mix of sweet moments, maybe a dash of chaos, and a whole lot of love. All of the things. You know, the holidays, they're like this whirlwind, right? They swoop in with all their glitter and warmth. And before we know it, they're gone. Poof. Leaving us in this quiet aftermath. It's in this stillness that we often find ourselves thinking, reflecting. Maybe you're sitting there with your cup of coffee, staring at the tree that still needs to be taken down. Or maybe you're back in the hustle of everyday life. Either way, this is the time right after the holidays. It's special when we catch our breath and really think about where we are in our life, our relationships, our marriages. And today, I want to chat about that. Let's dive into what it means to reflect on our personal journeys and our commitments, especially those that we've made to our spouses. Because I want to be honest, the holiday season, as magical as it can be, also puts the spotlights on the cracks, the strange in our relationships. And sometimes it even widens them. But guess what? It also opens doors to heal, to grow, and to start anew. So grab your favorite spot on the couch, get your hike on if you're walking, get comfortable, and let's unravel these post-holiday reflections together. Are you ready? It's about getting real with where we are, where we want to be, and how we can strengthen our bonds with even those we love. Yes. Even when life throws us a curveball or two. All right, ready? Let's get into it. The emotional aftermath of the holiday season. All right. This is the heart of today's talk. The holiday season, it's a whirlwind of what? Fun, magic? No, it's emotions. Whirlwind of emotions. There's joy, excitement, some stress from all the planning. And let's not forget those high expectations. And then it just ends, just like that. And we're left with what exactly? I think for many of us, It's like a cocktail of relief and a touch of sadness. Relief that rushes over, but also a sense of like this melancholy, like what's now? There's an emotional aftermath, a mix of feelings that can be hard to untangle. For some, it's the quiet of the house after the family has left. For others, it's looking back at the moments that didn't go as planned. Or maybe it's just this sense of longing for something more. And here's the thing. It's perfectly normal. We are human. It's human. It's real. This is life. Not some picture-perfect holiday card or a Hallmark movie. Oh, Lord, I said it. You're not alone if you're feeling a bit off after the holiday. It's a time when we often reflect on our relationships, especially our marriages. Like, did we really connect with our spouse the way we wanted to amidst all the chaos? I mean, come on. But you know what? This post-holiday time, it's also an opportunity. It's an opportunity to look at our emotions, to understand them, and to use them as a springboard for growth. It's a chance to take the stock of our lives, our feelings, and our relationships. So if you're feeling a bit of that post-holiday blues, or if you're just uncertain about where things stand, especially in your marriage, know it's okay. And more importantly, it's a starting point for just something beautiful, no matter where you're at. So how are we going to renew our personal and our marital commitments after this? We're going to delve deeper into renewal, specifically tailored uniquely for you. I work with a lot of elite performers and high achievers, so I'm giving you what I give them. My Major League Baseball players, NFLs, high-level CEOs, and entrepreneurs are getting this same thing one-on-one from me that you are getting now, right here on this podcast. You're used to setting the bar high, really in every aspect of your life. How do I know this? You're listening to me, and I talk about elite performance a lot. How do we up-level our lives, become who we want to be? So if you're listening to me, I know that you set the bar high pretty much in everything that you do. You're used to that in every aspect of your life. But how often do we apply that same rigor to our marriages? Because more and more what I hear is our marriages are taken for granted. They're not prioritized because we're too busy growing and building something in another area of life, whether it's our personal self, our businesses, whatever it is, we can often put them on the back burner thinking, I'll get to it. They love me. I love them. We know this. I'll get to it. But what happens, and I see it all the time, and I've counseled thousands of couples, we don't apply the same rigor of high achievement to our marriages quite often. So renewing commitments in your marriage, especially when you're constantly navigating the high tides of performance and success in many other areas, it kind of requires a unique approach. It's not just about setting goals. It's about realigning your shared vision as a couple. Anybody can set a goal. But first, we have to understand that when we're in high-performing environment, they can sometimes overshadow the subtle nuances of the marriage relationship. So what's your first step? Be mindful about your reconnection. What does that mean? Consciously stepping out of your performance mindset to reconnect with your spouse on an emotional and intimate level. It's about seeing them not just as your spouse in success, but as your partner in life's journey. They're your partner in success and the journey. Start by scheduling uninterrupted time together. I know that's so easy yet so hard. But I mean, when you do it, even if it's 10 minutes, this is sacred time. This is time where there are no phones. No phones. Hear me when I say it. Put them away. No business talk, especially if you're in business together. No distractions. You're doing this when the kids are in bed. You're doing this without the TV. The game can't be on, people. Or the Hallmark movie. You're using this time to reflect on your journey together. You're asking questions like, what moments have brought us the closest? Or when did we feel the most disconnected? Next, you're going to set intentions that nurture both your personal and your marital growth. Because remember, you're wired to chase outcomes. But in marriage, it's the process, the daily acts of love, the small things often, the understanding that truly fortify your bond. Now, here's a strategy that works wonders. If you need a goal, you're going to do mutual goal setting, but with a twist. Set goals that not only propel you forward in your businesses or personal aspirations, but they also deepen your marital connection. Did you know you can have a goal that does all three? Ha! Yes, you can. It could be as ambitious as starting a new venture together, or as simple as learning a new hobby together. The key is to find something that fuels both your passions for achievement and your love for each other. For instance, my husband is a big golfer. You won't find me on the golf course. Boring. Plus, he gets a little agitated, I think, in his golf games, and I'm not here for that. So, plus it's hot, there's bugs, there's all the things. But I can play a mean round of putt-putt, and he doesn't like to get beat. I can play Top Golf, even though it doesn't go up in the air. But if I'm on the second level, got to go down at some point, right? I've only beat him once. That was a rough day for him because I was terrible. But Tiger Woods in our area has a new place. It's like putt-putt for the golfer. And yeah, that's what we go do now. It's our new passion. And they bring you like drinks and food as you're walking around on it. Like it's next level. I can't remember the name of it. It just opened. But it's something that we can do together that I don't mind doing. It allows us to hit our high achieving bones, but together, right? It brings us together. And, you know, we do might keep tally in our high achieving what a win ways and competition on who wins or loses, but it's all in fun, right? So don't forget to celebrate your wins together also. You're both your big and your small wins. Victories are often rapidly overshadowed by the next big thing, the next big goal, the next big task. Take time to savor these moments to acknowledge not just the success, but your shared journey that got you there. Maybe they're not in the business with you. Maybe they stay at home with the children. Well, they still have a huge part in your ability to go out and build that business, right? So you still are sharing these things together. That's just an example. It's about resilience in your marriage. And you're no stranger. I know this. You're no stranger to setbacks and challenges. Use those experiences as opportunities to strengthen your relationship. Then you can reflect on how each challenge was navigated, what it taught you about each other, and how it can inform your future responses. Remember, renewing commitments and a high performance, I want it all marriage isn't just about setting higher goals. It is about deepening the roots of your relationship so it grows stronger and more resilient no matter what life throws your way, whatever chaos comes your way. You do this exactly as I've said. You have a firm foundation that when hard stuff comes, like aging parents, struggles with teenagers, health issues, whatever it is, business downturn, you will still have that marriage that will get you through because you've put your roots in and you've built the foundation. You have not done that. I want to tell you, do it now. Go back, even in the hurt, go back and baby step this. Small things often are the key. You're going to hear me say it a million times if you listen to me at all. You don't have to do big grand gestures. Small things every day. Tell them they look nice. Turn towards them when they walk in the door versus staying right here and they're talking over here. That's turning away. It's a predictor of divorce, actually. Just saying. So what is it for you? Because conflict's inevitable. You're not going to get away from it. You have to have the foundation. Okay, let's move right along here. I want to give you some personal antidote and reflection, and some commitment renewals, right? So as we wrap up on our final one today, I want to do that with a story that hits close to home for many of us who strive for excellence, not perfection, excellence. in every area of our lives. We want it all, right? We just don't know how to get it. We feel like we're good in some, and then we're failing in others. I want to tell you about a couple. Let's call them Alex and Jordan. Both are running a successful business while juggling family life. On the surface, they had it all. The thriving career, a beautiful family, the respect of their peers. But beneath that, their marriage was running on autopilot. It was during a post-holiday getaway. It was a rare moment of some tranquility and rest that they suddenly realized something crucial was missing. They were excellent business partners. They were great parents. But as spouses, they had lost touch with each other just in the busy of day. They were together, yet not truly connected. So they decided that sitting next to each other and feeling alone, no longer acceptable. They took a deep step back to reflect. They spent the evenings just talking, not about work, not about kids, but about them. What are their dreams, their fears, the little things that brought them joy? Through these conversations, they realized that importance of nurturing their relationship, independent of their professional successes or their children. They were committed to making time for each other, not just as business partners or co-parents, but as the individuals who fell in love all those years ago. They set new intentions to have regular date nights, to share their daily experiences, to support each other's aspirations. They even started a joint hobby, something they had both always been interested in, but never pursued. And guess what that was? Doing puzzles together. They both enjoyed doing puzzles. It could be so random. But now you know what? It transformed their relationship. They started finding joy in the small moments, the simple conversations. They grew closer, not just as spouses, but as friends, as confidants. They knew they had each other's backs. They cheered them on in the things that they loved, held them when it went downhill. Their renewed commitment to each other also brought a newfound energy to their business and their family life. Their kids started noticing the difference and saying it. And I want to tell you, Alex and Jordan's story, it's just a reminder that in the pursuit of success, we cannot overlook the simple, profound joys of a committed, loving relationship. It is a reminder that sometimes slowing down, reflecting, and renewing our commitments can bring the most meaningful success of all. What you didn't hear is the blame game. If you've got that, you need to go to Thrive Life TV and catch the video on playing the blame game. So if you guys are blaming your spouse for everything that happened, that's a whole different topic. So if you're not at this place where you can sit with your spouse and reflect like this, you have some work to do. Oh, wait. Yeah, I said it. Remember Real Talk, Real Life, Real Amy? If you're not in this place and you're like, I can't do that right now. I'm so mad at them. I can't. No, it doesn't feel good. Oh, I'm not going to be vulnerable right now with them. No. God. Oh, Amy, you don't understand. No, I do. Thousands of couples, remember? Right over here. Plus, I was the ex-angriest wife on earth for about a decade. When you're blaming your spouse for what's going on, you're not looking at you and your part. And the only person you can control is you. One person can change a marriage. So if you want to know how to get out of that cycle, come on into Thrive Life TV, hit the blame game under the marriage, and we'll get you set up in about a little under 10 minutes. So as we come to the end of our time together, sorry, I just couldn't help but get the real talk in there because I know people are going to write me or they're going to be like, she doesn't even know what she's talking about. She doesn't understand us. Oh no, I do. But I also know what works. So you're going to get there. And if you're not, it's okay. Baby step it. As we come to the end of our time together, I want to leave you with a few parting thoughts outside of that one. So the post-holiday season, with all of its stillness and its calm, offers us a precious gift, the gift of reflection. It's a time to look inward, to reassess where we stand, not just in our careers or as parents, but in our most intimate relationships. I encourage you embrace this opportunity. Embrace the reflections, the realizations that come with them. Use this time to reconnect with your spouse, to rediscover the love and passion. But a lot of people are, instead of looking about what brought them together in the first place, they're waiting to get through the holidays to start the divorce. Did you know January is the biggest month for divorces for attorneys? Change it. We're not waiting to get through the holidays until to drop the bomb on our kids. Do you think they don't know it's happening? Think again. Remember, thousands of couples, also thousands of children. Also have been a play therapist. They know when mom and dad are not okay. So you don't want to wait. Remember, change doesn't have to be monumental. It is the small steps, the daily acts of love, understanding, kindness that build the most resilient, enduring bond. It is proven with 80% accuracy. Gottman. There you go. I just quoted it. I'm going to give him credit where credit's due. Dr. John Gottman in his marriage lab, like he could predict divorce with 80%+ accuracy of the first 5 minutes of meeting a couple. And this small things often is one of the predictors. The couples that don't do it end up divorced in a year. Don't be that person. Communicate, share, listen, grow together. And I'm saying this all to you, not to like bring you down after I just pumped you up on the amazingness. I am want to have the real talk. And I know what people are going to say to me when they listen to the first part of this. So some of you aren't. You're like, bring it, Amy. We're going to go do that. Yeah. Every single person listening to this has it in them to do it. Yes, you. You, not the person that's listening later, not your spouse, not anybody else. You have the ability to do this. It's not as hard as you think. But now what's going to happen? You're going to go step back into your rhythm of your regular life. Carry these lessons and insights from these reflections with you. Let them guide you in renewing your commitment. It's not about New Year's resolutions. It's about your commitments and strengthening your bonds and nurturing love that lies at the heart of your marriage. Remember how you got here. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Whether it's through this podcast, the community we've built on Thrive Life TV, or resources that are available there, know there's support. There's guidance. A whole lot of love waiting just for you. So go ahead, take that first step towards positive change. Rekindle the flame in your marriage and watch as it starts to illuminate every other aspect of your life. Because when your marriage isn't good, neither is the rest. But when it is, oh my God, let's go. I am right here cheering you on. Thank you for joining me on Couch Time with Amy Wine. Please, if you enjoyed this, please share on social media with a friend. Let's help get the word out. People need this right now. I want you to go keep thriving, keep loving, and keep growing. Let's go. Like, yes, I am pumped up. You deserve this. You are worth this. You are worth a marriage that feels like this, that feels connected, and you can have it. Even with your current spouse, I promise you, don't give up until you have tried everything you can do outside of what they do. You've got this because you're amazing. You're worth it. And I'm cheering on you on like no tomorrow. I will talk to you soon. Until next time on the couch.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review, and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.